Good morning, Northumberland County. Reality Realty is on the air. We are Northumberland 89.7 FM's real estate talk show, where we will talk about all things real estate. We have a direct focus on Northumberland County and all the communities within it. I am guest host Dave Smith, certified home inspector. Dale Bryant, real estate broker, has asked me to sit in, so we'll do the best we can. But we do have a great co-host today. I was not allowed to be in this room by myself. McCartney to my Lennon, Kramer to my Seinfeld, Fry to my Henley. We have Megan McDonald. Megan McDonald is the executive director of Habitat for Humanity Northumberland, currently on Ewart Street here in Coburg. But what the future holds is what we're going to talk about a little bit later on. My thanks for coming on in and helping me through this today, Megan.
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, and you should be.
I know.
You should be. I can't believe you found the time with everything going on, though. You are a busy girl.
As is just a little bit.
All of your folks over there. So, again, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. It's great you're here. We're looking forward to hearing about the big changes in store in 2016 for Habitat for Humanity. But Megan's not the only guest today. We also have Sebastian Pereja from Coburg Kia with us today. Welcome, Sebastian.
Hi, David and Megan. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I got to say, you are two busy people. Sebastian, you are also the newly minted president of the local business organization for Northumberland County, NBG, or the Northumberland Business Group. And we're going to talk to you about that today as well.
Absolutely. I look forward to sharing some of the value that MBG holds for some of our residential and commercial listeners today.
Excellent. Excellent. And because Dale Bryant, evidently I can't just call him Dale. He's left specific instructions. It's always got to be Dale Bryant. But Dale Bryant would not allow me to completely change the show, unfortunately. So what else have we got going, Megan? Here you go. This is your shot.
This is my shot. Yeah. We have the home inspection tip of the week.
Right.
We've got snapshot of today's residential real estate market in Northumberland County, and of course, points to ponder.
All right.
Wow. Oh, wait, hold on. I missed. So, Dave.
Yes.
Let's start with the home inspection tip of the week.
There was a lot of flaws in that intro, but you know what? It is so much better than what I'm used to when Dale Bryant is here. So you're in great shape. So let's do the home inspection tip of the week. Things you need to know about home inspection. It is not a building inspection. Building code, plumbing code, electrical code should only be inspected by certified employees or agents of the municipality, province, or governing body, like, say, the ESA or the Electrical Safety Authority for electrical. Any quality inspector should report to any concerns in all of these areas, safety-related issues, etc., but don't expect the report to be filled with building code references. Number two, a home inspection is non-invasive. That is, the inspector will not be tearing out walls and screaming, that isn't up to code, and the inspector should have caught that before a commercial break. And there's actually no commercials in a home inspection anyway, but I'm entertaining enough on my inspections, some would say, but I haven't been able to sell the time yet. But before you buy a home, it's always a good idea to get a professional home inspection. In most cases, you can make your purchase contract contingent on a satisfactory inspection. That means if you don't like the inspection results or the findings, you can cancel the contract, get your deposit back, and walk away from the deal. Or you can negotiate with the seller to cut the price to make the repairs to the problem areas that were uncovered during the inspection. And this is an important thing. Even if the results of the inspection mean you agree to accept the house, a good home inspection can give you valuable insights into the property you're buying and help you plan for future maintenance and repairs. My inspections come to you as a manual for the home, not just another document that's part of that transaction. That's to be filed away with Dale's stuff. My stuff is gold. Mine's a keeper. Ask if the inspector is a member of societies like ASHI or CHAPI or InterNASHI or any other professional inspector organization. Choosing an inspector who belongs to a professional organization isn't a guarantee of quality necessarily, but it does indicate a degree of professionalism and training. Also, ask what won't be included and how to find out the condition of those items. In colder climates, for example, the roof, deck, patio, driveway, like on a day like today, some exterior features can't be inspected when they're covered with snow. It's just not possible. Also, depending on that snow cover, large portions of the foundation behind shrubs, decking, frozen gates, etc., can block areas and simply not able to be inspected. Ditto things like outdoor bib faucets, like the garden hose. They're probably winterized or they're frozen. A home inspection doesn't include specialized inspection. Depending on the house where you live, you may also need inspections for things like radon or mold or WET, which is wood energy technology transfer, which is wood stoves, fireplaces, pellet stoves, etc. Septic systems, foundations, water quality systems, wells and equipment, or wood destroying organisms. These are all specialty inspections that will, as a rule, not be covered within a standard home inspection. So you should, if you have these things, especially when you're into rural properties or, say, a rural property with a wood stove, these are things you want to clarify because you may need to get those inspected and you may not be getting them done while the home inspection is going on. A home inspector is unlikely to give you specific estimates for repairs. As a matter of fact, many organizations disallow that from happening. But he or she can usually give you advice on whether a needed repair will be a large or a small job. Think about it. Megan, are you thinking about this?
I'm thinking.
Are you on here?
I am.
Watch her, Sebastian. She's trailing off on me already. Think about it. If I tell you $10,000 and it ends up being $20,000, you're not going to be happy. If I tell you $20,000 and it ends up being $10,000 and you walked away from the deal based on what I told you, many people are not happy. Always a qualified contractor, maybe more than one, should be giving you estimates depending on the issue involved. One thing the inspector won't tell you is whether you should buy the house or not. You'd be amazed at how often that comes up. A good inspection should give you enough information that you can make an educated decision on your own. That's what the report should be about. That's what the report should tell you. And that's what the inspection is there for. These are things you need to know about home inspection, and that is my home inspection tip of the week. All right, so now we're going into virgin territory for me here. Snapshot. Understand I'm not a realtor. This is information that came to me from our local real estate association. So this is usually Dale's thing, but I'm going to give it a shot anyway. I can read as well as Dale 10. Probably can't. Probably better. Listings that have sold over the last month. 57 listings have sold in the last 30 days, which is down dramatically from the same 30-day period reported last week, so down from 69. As far as listings that are for sale, they've actually gone up from 246 to 254 listings, so it's actually growing. There is more selection out there. The number of listings that have sold over the past 12 months, 1,383, and this is just in Northumberland County. That's averaging about 26 a week. The average listing price of real estate that sold over the past 12 months, approximately $312,000. The average selling price over the past 12 months, approximately $303,000. And that remains fairly unchanged. So basically, when you look at that, you're looking at asking 312. These are averages, obviously. Asking 312, getting 303, that's a very, very high percentage. And that percentage is actually 97%. Of the asking price with a market time of 69 days on the market. The absorption rate based on the past month's trend is 22%, and that makes it a seller's market. That's down dramatically from the 28% in the last reported period. So if you're thinking of buying or selling a home, you'll want this information specific to your area, property type, and price band. Talk to your local realtor to understand the Northumberland market information most relevant to you. The statistics and the information required to calculate the absorption rate come to us from the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors. Today's mortgage rates, well, a five-year fixed is as low as 2.59, a five-year variable rate as low as prime minus 0.55, which is a 2.15 with the prime at 2.7. Today's mortgage rates come to us from mortgage broker Carol Ann Bryant with the Broker Financial Group. This is current snapshot of the real estate market in Northumberland County.
Very informative.
I am. Mm-hmm. That's all right off the top of my head. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Reality Realty, a special guest star.
Oh,
who wrote that?
I don't know.
Who wrote that? That's embarrassing. Anyway, we got to go with what the script says. With a special guest star, Dave Smith, and his equally special co-host.
Star?
No, it doesn't say it. I don't see star on
there. I think I'm adding it.
Megan McDonald from Habitat for Humanity Northumberland. And this segment is called Reality Realties Points to Ponder. And this is a very special Points to Ponder this week. As it is, and I hope you rehearse this. For those of you who watch Letterman for years, Colbert, there's other people that have done a top 10 list. Now, we're counting down, okay?
Okay.
So this has got to have some oomph. You got oomph? Did you bring oomph with you today?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm dating myself with the Letterman reference, but let's just go with it. It's a top 10 reasons Habitat for Humanity is going to have their best year ever in 2016. Sebastian did not bring his drums today. He was contracted to bring his drums today. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number 10.
You can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on large or small renovations or remodeling products by shopping here.
Number 9.
When you donate items to the Habitat for Humanity Restore, you keep usable items from ending up in landfills.
Ha ha!
I know.
All right. Number 8.
Save money on landfill fees.
Okay, so this is the top 10. Just somebody's keeping track at home. Sebastian's feverishly writing over this. This is special top 10 reasons Habitat for Humanity is going to have their best year ever in 2016. And we have number 7.
Habitat for Humanity has a great website that displays a large variety of items you can view from the comfort of your home, especially items that are in our restore.
A little edit there. Number 6.
You may have heard of the Oprah bump. Well, Habitat for Humanity just got the Reality Realty bump.
Hey, I like that one. I like that one. Number 5.
500 hours is the amount of sweat equity every family commits to their new Habitat for Humanity home.
Number 4.
You've heard of the 3 R's. Well, add a fourth. The Renew It program, which is Habitat's affordable loans to help low-income families stay in their homes.
Okay, we're down to the 3 top reasons why Habitat for Humanity is going to have their best year ever in 2016. What is number 3?
That's the build schedule for the number of homes we're going to build in 2016.
Number 2?
That's 2 hands, your 2 hands, we can always use in our volunteer program.
And the number 1 reason why Habitat for Humanity is going to have the best year ever in 2016...
10 reasons we'll give you 10,000 because that's how many square feet we'll have in our new store on Division Street opening this April.
A complete lack of enthusiasm. We were all over that. We did a great job. We had a great job. That's Reality Realty's Points to Ponder. Okay, this is Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio. And when we return, we're going to chat with Sebastian Pareja.
Yes, sir.
President of a local business association in Northumberland, business group NBG. Please stay with us. All right. Welcome back to Reality Realty, Northumberland County's Real Estate Talk. This is guest host Dave Smith and his trusty sidekick, Megan McDonald, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity Northumberland. How are you liking your broadcast career so far? Is it working out the way you thought it would?
Mm-hmm. I'm planning to steal the show from you soon, but yeah, so far it's going pretty well.
That's not
going to
happen. That's not going to happen. Who may steal the show is sitting beside you, and that is Mr. Sebastian Pareja, GM of Coburg Kia, with us today. And as we said earlier, he is also the president of NBG, the Northumberland Business Group. Welcome, Sebastian.
Thank you very much for having me, David.
Well, thanks for being in the studio today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your career and your business?
Well, a little bit about myself. 2015 was a busy year for me. I married my high school sweetheart, and we purchased our first home together.
Wow.
I've been involved with Coburg Kia since 2001. I've been actively working at Coburg Kia for about 8 years now, working through each position to develop our department operations. And in May of 2014, I assumed the role of general manager. Mario's the owner. It's a family-run dealership, so he, of course, is my father. And this year actually marks our 15th year in business in Coburg.
Congratulations.
Nice.
I love family businesses. I've worked in many of them in my past life. I don't really have... I'm not in one now because I'm the only employee. No one else wants to work with me. I'm the business. But that's... it can be taxing, I'm sure. Challenging. Both as an employee and as a son, but it also brings a level, I think, of satisfaction that is difficult to replicate in the outside world. So
absolutely, it sort of forces you to think about how you act with respect to your customers and your employees, because you know you're going to be there for a very long time. So I strive very hard to maintain the high level of service at our business.
Well, and Dad's standing right over there, and Dad's never stop being Dad.
Absolutely.
So whereas Moms never stop being Moms. Well, I love your story. I've heard, I've been in your shop, of course, I haven't bought a vehicle from you yet. I'm waiting for the Reality Realty discount to kick in. I don't know if that happens right after the show, but no, you've got a wonderful shop over there, and I know that Kia as a company is growing rapidly. You've got a fine quality of car, and the stories that you've told me in the past about your business and the growth of your business, and it sounds immensely satisfying to you and your family. So congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations on that. So let's talk a little bit about MBG, the Northumberland Business Group. Maybe you could maybe give me a little bit of an idea, or give our listening audience, what's the group about? What's the goal, and what does it offer businesses, and for that matter, residents of Northumberland County? Can you give us a little bit of insight there?
So Northumberland Business Group is a source for excellent and trustworthy businesses. The group is an organization that was started by like-minded business owners who wanted to be more accountable to each other with good business practices and great customer service. The goal for NBG, specific to residential, is to provide a directory of excellent professionals covering different industries from within Northumberland County. Members of our group realize the value of having peers for over 20 industries. So for commercial, being a part of the group is great for business and also shows commitment to Northumberland County.
Well, there are members of the group. I'll be honest with you, I've never actually seen a schedule of how long, but there are people that have been in this group for onwards of 10 years, 10, 15 years, I think, in some cases.
So Northumberland Business Group derived from another BNI group, where a few of the members decided that they had a more specific take on the direction of the group. Right. So NBG is about 3 to 4 years old in that name, but it has had members standing longer than 10 years with it.
So it had a different incarnation.
It did, yes, yes.
And they meet locally, right? So, you know, as well as being local businesses, they're supporting local businesses. Because I think they've met at the mill now for almost since their inception, maybe even longer than that.
And one of the nice things about meeting every week, so when I first came into the group, you know, you think about something, oh, I got to come here every single week. But what I really learned from it was, if I can trust that I'm going to see that person every single week here in for the entire year, I know that they're serious about business in Northumberland County. I know that I can count on them. I know that I'm going to be able to see them if I have to confront or congratulate or refer them or right, et cetera. So it really shows the reliability and the accountability behind the businesses.
Well, and I think it's testament to the group, the commitment, maybe the quality, or maybe really, to be completely selfish, what you get from the group, because you've got, there's members there that come from far away as Campbellford, which, mm-hmm, believe me, mm-hmm, on a January morning, because the meetings start at around 10 to 7, 7 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Every week. So that's a long drive, and it's dark, and it's snowy, you know, and coming down from the north, or several come from the Colburn area and Coburg, you know, all over Coburg, Port Hope. So it's, but I mean, pretty dedicated.
So to the commercial side of things and sort of what you're gearing that towards, when I have a set of my own customers who I find have a need for something else in Northumberland County, it's a very large asset to me to be able to refer them to a business that I trust that is going to handle every one of their needs. So in terms of a commercial side, you're coming to this group because you want to be partnered with 20, 30 different individuals that are owners of all different businesses, because it's a value to you to be able to recommend your customers to them, and the same thing for them to recommend you. So it is a place of trust. For commercial side, business side, it is really to grow your business as well, because you are connecting with so many different people that you may have not connected for in the past.
Well, and it's a reflection of that. I mean, they're the other side of it to play the other side of that coin. There's a certain obligation, mm-hmm, that if, mm-hmm, I'm referring Sebastian, you know, as I've actually done in the past, to purchase a car. I'm trusting you because you're now an extension of me and my reputation.
Absolutely.
So there must be a certain amount of self-policing. I don't mean literally, you know, policing, but from a pure standpoint, there must be a certain amount of self-policing that, you know, Dave sent this guy over to me. I want to make sure I uphold Dave's trust in me.
Absolutely. And essentially, the four pillars of Northumberland Business Group is excellent service, professionalism, trustworthy, reliability. And I know, and that's what you get when you meet every single week, when you're talking to the businesses constantly. You understand that who you are talking to is the business, so that when I refer my customer to them, I know they're going to be handled well. So now in 2016 that we're flipping it to be a directory for residentials to look at this as a directory of businesses, they can be reassured that all of our individual businesses recommend each other, and that means that we're a tight-knit group of reliable businesses that they can trust as well.
Wow. So there is a bit of a change.
Yeah. So I have a question for you then, Sebastian. Mm-hmm. If I'm a small business, looking, which Habitat is, but looking to relocate to Northumberland County, could the Northumberland Business Group be a resource for me to reach the Northumberland County business community as a whole?
So I'll start by saying small businesses can come as guests for 2 weeks, so just submit online. We can talk about that after. But what's great about MBG is that you do have professionals who are currently conducting business in Northumberland County. So absolutely, we've gone through hoops, we've developed connections, we can be of assistance to gear you and guide you throughout the Northumberland County to maybe excel your business the best way.
So can you give me an idea what sort of, or give the listeners an idea, I suppose? I know.
And Megan, don't forget me, Dave.
No, I won't forget you. How could I forget?
Okay.
What sort of businesses are members? Are members of MGG, MBG?
So I'll start with the theme of the show. So to give listeners an idea of you know, businesses we have, with the theme of the show, we have HVAC, electricians, lawyers, accountants, home inspectors. Away from that theme, we have photographers, painters, business advisors, auto repair. I mean, if you want to put trees out front of your lawn, we even have a nursery. So it is a really wide range of industries, and that's what's so nice about it. It's, you know, you're not just looking for tradespeople, you're not just looking for retail. It's really a full directory for residents.
Well, and I think there's a member that is actually, I don't know, frankly, the way it all feathers down, but from the Ontario government as far as retraining and training resources,
and absolutely,
et cetera, to look for employees or look for opportunities, grants and bursaries, etc. I don't know if those are the proper.
Yeah.
I'm probably digging myself a hole here, but he'll be phoning up here and telling me all about it. But you know, basically to look for employees and to look for retraining and look for opportunities for businesses as a resource as well. It's not just about
and that's it. In a large part of the group is also professional development, and those are niches that we strive to get in the group because it's a service to not only ourselves in the group, but it's also a service to different businesses and residents who may be looking for that. So we do have an employment company that if you're looking for work, you can contact.
Right.
Also, if businesses, if you are looking for employees, you can contact them. So it's not just businesses that are retail or anything like that, but they are organizations that help everybody in the town as well.
Excellent.
Well, and exactly. So to build right on that, so you said, are these strictly retail bricks and mortar type businesses? But it goes beyond that, right? There's so much more. So much more there. I have one more. So I'm sensing that there's a shop local theme here. Is that a big part of the MBG model?
Absolutely. So we spend our lives in Northumberland County, and our businesses produce funds that ultimately spread through Northumberland County. I look at it, hey, the deals are online for certain items, but when it comes to great personal service, look to your neighbors.
So we talked a little bit about the self-policing, but obviously if you're going to be touting yourselves as high quality, dependability, all of the aspects, the cornerstones of MBG, they've set a high standard. What sort of commitment is expected of the members? If you like, what on the tail end of it, what maintains those high levels?
So on the front end, what our four pillars are is the excellence, professionalism, trustworthy, and reliability. But what we're really looking for is accountability. We're looking for industry knowledge, and we're looking for customer service. That's how we're going to be looking at all the different businesses. There is an application process, so it's not, you know, that any business can come and join. I want to know that I can trust every single one of the businesses within the group. So as a peer business group that I recommend my own customers, I need to feel good about referring a business, which is partly the reason why I joined NBG, the knowledge and service. Our mission as NBG is strive to be known as the premier group of businesses in the Northumberland County, whose members include high-quality organizations that can be trusted to provide excellent product, services, and customer experience. So we do measure their accountability. We do measure their feedback from different members in the group. There are quite a few measurements that we do produce throughout the group so that we can monitor how well our businesses are conducting in favor of NBG.
And so I'm aware that many of these organizations sort of offer exclusivity by service. For example, you know, one taxi company, one dentist. Is this true for NGB as well?
It is, absolutely. That is the model of the group. For NBG to maintain a high level of quality, it holds the point of one expert per industry. But I will elaborate, because what I like about exclusivity is if I'm referring a gentleman who does electrical and I'm looking for industry-wide electrical, I trust them, I trust their opinion. So let's say the job is maybe out of their hands or they need larger teams. I'd rather them refer me or them refer my customer to somebody they trust,
right,
rather than me just looking around in the industry for somebody I think may be
good
enough.
Because they travel in the same circles. Again, you know, they it may start off as a residential, just say it's a residential issue. Then they're looking for an electrician. But then when it turns out it's actually a commercial, it may have to have Ontario Hydro involved.
Absolutely.
This sort of thing. So, but those folks then would bump it over to the appropriate. So there's that reinforcement of help and assistance and advice all the way through.
Yeah, rather than give a list of, you know, four or five different electricians, why not give one that's going to serve them the best and that's going to connect them with somebody if they can't handle the job fully?
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice.
So that being said, are you currently looking for members? And if yes, so can you give us an idea?
So I'll give three industries at the moment: cabinet maker, a plumber, mortgage broker. Very wide, as you can see, which is pretty neat.
So it's businesses and services.
Absolutely. So you asked if there was bricks and mortar, is that a requirement for MBG? Well, an example is we have a web designer, home office. A lot of it's done in personal meetings and then online. So that isn't a business that requires a bricks and mortar retail
presence,
location.
Yeah.
So we're always open. Mortgage broker, they may work at a brokerage, but they're a mortgage broker who I want to learn and trust that they know the industry. So the industries are pretty wide and it does extend pretty far. So cabinet maker is a pretty niche one, but it's a value to Northumberland County.
Well, and that's neat. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of something going that specific, but of course that makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there is a local business, especially one in that list, present and looking to open up in Northumberland County, how can they get in touch with NBG?
So the best way to get in touch with NBG is visit our website. Our website is www.northumberlandbg.com. Those are the letters BG. On the homepage, right at the bottom of the homepage, there's a contact us form they can submit. There also is a join NBG menu item, so you can click on there and it'll actually show our application process as well. So either just click the contact or submit. You can also show up to the mill on Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Ideally, you'd want to submit a contact us form just to get in contact with us so we can maybe give you some heads up on how the process works.
Yep.
Exactly. And just be aware that you're coming.
So you mentioned that maybe the new look on things is customers, residents, etc. So a potential customer, a new resident, or even a long time Northumberland County residents would like to find out more about NBG and its members. So the process would be maybe reaching out or looking on the website and doing that contact?
And absolutely. So we rolled this website out third quarter of 2015. We're still tweaking it and really catering it towards residents. But if you go to northumberlandbg.com at the moment, you can click on Hire an NBG, and you get the entire directory of businesses on there. Now, there's direct contact forms that you contact the business. You can submit a contact form through NBG and we will connect you with that channel, but ultimately NBG is a directory, so NBG is not involved in the actual business transaction or anything along those lines. It's a group with trustworthy businesses. So you can look on there with the directory and contact the companies directly.
So it's like opening up the yellow pages, but with so much more direction.
Right. Absolutely. And exactly. It's not just somebody who's
as opposed to with fear, right?
Yeah, so just to recap then, so MBG is a business group of local businesses, Northumberland County businesses that not only hold themselves, but hold the other members of the group to high standards. They promote within Northumberland County. They refer within Northumberland County as well. And now we're looking at being a resource, not just for businesses, but also for residents, new relocations, whatever.
Absolutely.
Basically a new opportunity to meet a group en masse that are all like-minded and motivated to be better businesses every day. Is that a fair evaluation?
Absolutely. And the shift to residential was very natural. It wasn't something that was necessarily set out planned. It was something that came natural because we all sort of collectively realized how much knowledge for all of the different industries were in this group. And that's when we really thought, you know, we can be a really strong power in Northumberland County and really be something good for the residents here. So why don't we make this an effort for 2016?
It sounds like a great initiative.
Mm-hmm.
You agree, Megan?
I agree.
All right. Well, you got Megan's stamp of approval. That was a tough one. Well, thank you, Sebastian.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Again, Sebastian Parisia, president of the Northumberland Business Group and GM of Coburg Kia. Thanks for coming in and talking with us today. Can you stick around after the break? Maybe you can add something.
Wouldn't miss it for the world, David.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. This is Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. And we return. We're going to talk a bit about Habitat for Humanity with our co-host, Megan McDonald, and our guest this week, Sebastian Parisia, GM of Coburg Kia. Please stay with us.
Welcome back. This is Megan McDonald, and he's Dave Smith, and this is Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's local real estate talk.
Wow, phenomenal.
I know.
What a difference. Oh. He's going to have a hard time getting you out of that chair when Dale gets back. Dale Bryant gets back, sorry. When Megan is not trying to wrestle control of the airways from Mr. Dale Bryant, you've got a day job as well.
I do.
Right? Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity Northumberland. So we had a little fun earlier with our top 10 for Habitat for Humanity. Extremely well written, though.
I thought it was.
Yeah, the writing carried it there. No offense. But let's talk about this big expansion, this new high-profile retail location for the Restore and the admin offices of Habitat for Humanity in Northumberland. How long have you been working on this thing?
Well, we have been working on this thing since it became official in August. We've been dreaming about it for a long time.
Right. It's a tremendous location.
It is. It's a phenomenal location. Yeah.
There's two from a Coburg perspective. I am so happy to see a proactive retailer in that spot. So mm-hmm. often, we see these buildings go vacant and you know it leaves a vacancy on the street. And let's face it, Home Hardware, which is just relocated down the street, a big benefit to you as well. Great, mm-hmm. they're not say moving to the other side of town, because that Home Hardware store, I think probably in my experience, probably attracts about 400, 500 people a day,
mm-hmm.
That are coming from one direction or the other. That area of Division Street, losing that traffic, if it had lost it and it had moved to the other end of town, would have been a loss for all of the retailers in the area, including anyone that turned off the 401 and went by Coburg Kia.
Yeah.
But to enhance it and frankly create not only the new and improved Home Hardware building center, but to actually also add the potential traffic of Habitat for Humanity right there on the main street.
I know.
I think it's just great for Coburg as well. Great for you and great for Coburg.
It really is, and we're really happy. We're very excited by this prospect.
Well, it's going to hold your hand to the fire, though, isn't it? It's going to be a whole new ball game. So.
It is. But the thing is, we've been able to engage so many people and experts through this process. I'm even going to give a plug for one of our own experts sitting right here who's been helping us a little bit too, right, Dave?
Well, I'm not much for self-promotion, but I'm glad you brought it up.
No, but truly and honestly, the whole thing about habitat is it takes a whole community to build a habitat house, right? Well, it takes a whole community to be habitat. Yeah. And so in doing this move, we're taking that same approach, right? We have a staff team that's phenomenal, that's doing a great job, but they've got all these experts and volunteers, and we're engaging everybody to make this move successful.
Well, I have been for a long time. I have been a huge fan of habitat. It's right up my alley, philosophically. As far as, I don't even like to use the word charity, but as far as a business, and that's what you are, but you're a business for people, and to promote people and to have people get themselves moving forward. I'm known as Recyco in my home.
Yes. You're that guy.
I'm that guy. Do you know that you threw this in the wrong bin? That's me. But it's on so many things that I personally am very passionate about. And I love habitat. You, like I said, your hand is going to be held to the fire. You and all your staff and habitat in general. So you must have some big plans for this new space. Are we looking at new lines added to what you have available? Are you looking at better display of what you already have? Or is it sort of a combination of both that you're going to do in this new location?
I think it's really going to be both. I mean, the biggest thing is, and I have to say, we had a great landlord and a great relationship where we were before. The biggest challenge for us was 1,500 cars went in and out of there every day. On Division Street, 9,000 cars go up and down every
Division
single day,
Street.
Right?
Yeah,
so for us, the biggest thing was people could never find us.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so this new location is going to give us, it's a bigger location, right? So it will give us, as you said, the opportunity to display things differently. Right now, we work out of about just short of 7,000 square feet retail space. We will have a straight 10 for retail space.
10,000.
10,000, yeah. And then we also have more workshop and processing area than we have now. But the other really big thing about this is our product, unlike any other retail, is driven by Northumberland County residents, Northumberland County businesses. It's the donations that we receive is what our product, right? And when people can't even find us to buy stuff, they probably can't find us to donate stuff. So I really think that in this new location, the opportunity for new donations, we're really hoping to be able to sell more appliances, more furniture, all of that stuff, and be able to display it better. We can take it because we'll have the room, but also we think people are going to see it and they can give it to us.
Well, one of the things I've learned, and you touched on it, but one of the things I've learned in the short time that I have been trying to help out a little bit is the idea that not only are you a retailer, so you've got a front door, but unlike, you know, Home Hardware or Cobra Kia, they have a warehouse that they call on for parts or tires. They have a warehouse. Home Hardware orders product in on a once or twice a week basis, and it gets delivered and it goes out to the floor. You guys have to be your own warehouse. And that's the behind-the-scenes aspect of it. And from what I understand in the meetings that I've been in, that in itself not only offers opportunity, but also offers some challenge. You have to be able to process, and I love the word process because that's what it is, processing the product as it comes in. Because if I drop you off, for the sake of argument, say I'm a large major retailer and I had 50 light fixtures that had a damaged knob on them. You will take those, but you don't just take them out and put them on the floor and say damaged knob. You actually turn around and you have volunteers that'll actually repair every single one of those fixtures. If I give you a bookshelf with a damaged shelf, you do your best to make that bookshelf usable and attractive for resale. So
yep.
You have not only to get to process this product, which is hardly coming in marked containers that say, you know, okay, there's 20 of these, 20 of these, 20 of these. This could be in a big cardboard box.
Or in the back of a truck.
Or in the back of a truck. And you want as much product as you can. So that in itself is a big challenge, and it's a balance of retail and backroom warehousing and processing.
Well, exactly. And like, for example, when we get appliances, we test them all, right? Like it's not like someone drops off a washer and it just goes, okay, straight onto the
right.
floor. We have to test it, clean it, all that sort of stuff. So we take a lot of pride in the product that we put out there. One thing this new location, though, is going to be able to, I like how you said kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff that people don't see. This new location is actually going to bring some of that more to the forefront, because right now our donations, where people actually drop stuff off, is at the back of our building,
right.
Where we are now. our donation drop-off is going to be right at the front, right? It's going to be right where that garden center was. So when people come in and they want to, they can see what's coming in. It's just so much more. We want to really enhance that donor experience too.
Well, it you know, it is shop local. I mean,
totally.
When you think about it, I mean, I remember a few years back when I used to be driving the 401 in another role I had. And the big thing was how many container trucks full of waste was going to Buffalo, I think it was, or at least New York, to waste disposal. And the cost, both on the highways and the fuel and the air and just the sheer cost of shipping that product, that garbage to those landfills in the States. The same thing holds true whether it's fruits and vegetables, like we heard on Chef's Corner today, buying local. The same thing happens here. If you're actually going to donate a bookshelf or an appliance right on Division Street, and it could end up, you know, someone, it could be your neighbor that buys it, but, you know, it's not manufactured, it's not shipped, there's not all that cost involved. To find it a new home, to have Habitat benefit from whatever money can be made from the sale of that product.
Oh.
And so there's so many aspects of this I just love.
There's so many wins, right? Exactly as you said. I mean, in 2014, the sales in the ReStore diverted 142 tons from local landfill.
Wow.
So we've got that phenomenal.
Wow.
But then, as you said, it's also that maybe, you know, it's tough times out there, right?
Right?
Sometimes people can't go and afford to buy a brand new bookshelf, but they can afford one at the ReStore because there's no HST and because the prices are lower than retail. So we've got that opportunity. But then the other really big thing is that purchase they're making, all of it's going towards helping build Habitat homes in the community. I mean, that's why we exist. So there's kind of a win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win, right?
And it seems like the model for this is very transparent. You know, with the new donation at the front of the counter, you know, they're seeing what's coming in, seeing how it gets processed. It seems like it's very transparent, and we know the money's actually going towards a good cause.
Yeah. Thank you. I agree.
I'm the host here. Let's try to focus on me here. Star host.
I think you're actually just a co-host.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm a co-host.
All right, let's move on, please.
So my co-star Dave has a question.
Obviously, the ReStore is part of, or maybe better say a big part of the Habitat for Humanity model. But how do those two things work together? How is it that the ReStore and the Habitat for Humanity as a whole depend on each other?
Well, that is a great question, Dave.
And I wrote it. So.
I know. No. So running a charity, because that is what we legally are, is not cheap. People know that, right? You need to be able to deliver a good service. You need to have infrastructure.
Sure, you still pay hydro, you still pay taxes, you still all of those things. Right?
And plus, I mean, with Habitat, we partner and we help families own a home, but we host the mortgage. So we have to be able to have the people to do that, to support families. We don't just move them into a home and say, best of luck to you. We're supporting people into home ownership. With all that comes infrastructure, right?
Right.
And the biggest thing that charities are struggling with these days is figuring out, how do we pay for our infrastructure? Because donors don't want money to go to infrastructure, and I understand that, right? They want it to go to the program they're supporting. And so this model, the ReStore, is what allows Habitat to be able to, when someone walks in and says, you know what, I don't have a lot of money, but I'm going to give $10 to Habitat to build a Habitat home, that $10 goes to building a Habitat home, because the ReStore is taking care of the rest of those operational costs.
And that's your goal, is to fund the admin.
Our goal is bigger. Our goal in the next 5 years, well, like, kind
big
of really high level. Really high level, our goal is with this new location, for this new ReStore to cover all the administration, fund the full organization, and be returning money into the building program to build at least one or two homes a year. That would be what we'd love to see happen.
I love
and
that.
That's with
love
a
that
Coburg specific location?
Northumberland.
Wow. But okay, so let's move away and let's talk a little bit more in general about Habitat, because there's so much that you guys do. So there are also some great opportunities in here for the community as well, from the volunteer perspective.
Oh, especially in this new location, right? So people always think of volunteering with Habitat, and they think about their hammer and how they can swing their hammer and help build a Habitat home, which we still need, by the way. Don't ever think that's gone away. But the ReStore is also the one challenge our volunteers have with builds is they don't happen all the time, right? Like, thank goodness we're not out there building today. So the ReStore offers volunteers.
Hey, I'm going to be inspecting today. Don't.
Okay,
be like
sorry. Or yesterday or the other day when it was snowing. But the thing that the ReStore offers is it gives people an opportunity to come out every Tuesday. and help fix light fixtures. Right. So they can come out on a schedule within their skill set, too. We have one. We have a couple of volunteers. We actually have one that got over 150 hours last year.
Wow.
And he came out. He works on cash. That's what he wants to do. He's a customer service. We have some that come and they want to fix light fixtures. There's so many opportunities. And this new store, because this is the other thing people don't realize, while the ReStore is supporting all the infrastructure of Habitat, it's 90% run by volunteers.
Wow. And it's a clean, safe environment, friendly environment, low stress, low pressure. And you're just giving, well,
yeah.
for some.
Yeah.
for some. Certainly there isn't, obviously, high skills in some areas are always welcome, but probably most anyone can volunteer.
Oh,
and have some value, even if it's a matter of helping to break down the product. Because it doesn't come in crates all marked out with packing slips, right?
No, we have so many co-op opportunities through the ReStore. Right. In the summer, we offer an opportunity where students can actually get their full 40 hours in 1 week. Come in on Monday, leave on Friday with your 40 hours.
Right? Okay, but let's talk. I'm a big hammer and nails guy, so let's talk a little bit about building these homes, though. And I think there's so much opportunity here building a home. To learn from, in some cases, I'm assuming, and I haven't done one yet, I want to, but you have an opportunity to learn from some professional tradespeople or experienced tradespeople,
far
as electricians, carpenters, roofers, you name it, or people just like you who may just want to acquire a new skill.
Yes.
I've never hung a door, I've never laid a floor, I've never repaired a window. So let's get some numbers down here. I want to be a volunteer in one of your builds.
Yep.
Okay. What's the time commitment and what's the skill level needed?
Beautiful question. We won't be able to fit out the door when we leave.
That's why Star was in my name.
Skill level, none. That's the first step.
Sebastian, you paying attention here?
You have to have no skill level. When I started working for Habitat 10 years ago, I could not tell you the difference between a Robertson screwdriver and a Phillips. When someone sent me for a Robertson, I thought it was a person. I now can do a fair amount of stuff around my house. So you're right, it's a skill training opportunity, but so you don't have to come with any. We provide that. The minimum commitment for a build, 1 day. That's one all day. We ask. One day in the whole year.
Okay.
Wow. So one of my goals, and I'm revealing this for the first time on today's show, one of my goals for 2016 is to have myself, and an even bigger goal would be to have the whole Smith family, and I've got 3 adult children, and a newly minted daughter-in-law, lovely Spring.
Nice.
To have the whole Smith family out to help on one of these builds.
Nice.
I think it's a great cause, and I think it has the potential to make some great fun and memories too for the Smith family. So that's what I'm going to try to do in 2016. I for sure am going to be there, but my kids are all over the place. But I think it'd be great for us all to come out and do stuff together. But this show is not about promoting my business as a home inspector. I've stayed away from that, but they may never have me on after, what my co-hosts have done today. But I've been thinking about this for a while and I can't think of a better time to let you know. For the coming year, 2016, Megan, Pillar to Post Quinney, Hastings, Northumberland, is going to donate a portion of every inspection that I do to Habitat for Humanity. I've been rolling this around my mind for a while and I've been a big fan, as I said, for a while, and I'm pleased to announce it. On the show today, I love all aspects of your organization and the many aspects of it. I wish you nothing but great things in 2016, and that's just my way of confirming that, and I hope to have a big check for you at the end of the year.
Well, thank you so much. That is so wonderful.
Well, I really enjoy the teamwork. I'm very, like I say, there's so much about this that is a good news story in and for Northumberland County. So I'm really excited about what this year is gonna bring for you guys, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that building lit up and cars in that parking lot and you guys going into a whole new age for Habitat for Humanity.
Well, and don't forget, we also have some shelving that you're gonna help us put together. you're not getting out of that yet either.
our thanks. Our thanks to Sebastian Pareja, president of the Northumberland Business Group and GM of Coburg Kia, for being our guest this week. And of course, thank you to Megan McDonald, the executive director of Habitat for Humanity Northumberland, For being Simon to my Garfunkel.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Now, these references, I read them through, and I'm thinking, man, if you're under 30 years of age, you have no idea who I'm talking about. I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today and for helping me, welcome me back after a time away. If you've missed any of the Habitat for Humanity shows, this is not the Habitat, this is the reality. if you've missed any of the shows, just a reminder that you can access the archive of shows on the station website, Northumberland89.7.ca/podcast. If you have any questions or comments, any topic suggestions pertaining to real estate, feel free to contact Dale Bryant by emailing dale@dalebryant.ca or call into the radio station at 905-372-2391. Don't forget to join Dale Bryant, real estate broker with Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage. He'll be back next week in the big chair next Thursday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon for Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio. Until next week.